Bollner. I'm a past president of the Philadelphia Society and the treasurer back when we had those notorious deficits that Dave Sturr talked about this morning. Since he came on board, however, things have been all much better. It's my great pleasure today to serve as Master of Ceremonies at this luncheon. At this time, I'd like to call on a longtime member of the Society, good friend from Washington, held many senior positions in the Reagan administration, is a former president of the Intercollegiate Studies Institute, as I say, a good friend of many of us in the room, Bob Riley. Bob is going to come up and invoke a divine blessing. Bob?
Dear God, our Father, we thank you for this day, for this meal, for this fellowship, for these deliberations. Life is sacred because you have sanctified it. You have stamped your image upon us. Igor Stravinsky once wrote that the original sin was one of knowledge. The new original sin is one of non-acknowledgement, a refusal to recognize your image in others. Please help us to restore the recognition of that image, which is the source of any civilization worthy of the name. God, our Father, in the 5th century before Christ, you inspired your prophet Nehemiah to exhort the chosen people. You see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem is in ruins. Its gates have been burnt down. Come, let us rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and suffer this indignity no longer. Dear God, we are in trouble. The gates have been burnt down. Please help us, give us the strength and wisdom to rebuild the gates to your greater honor and glory. Amen.
Thank you, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your lunch. Announcements and decisions that were made this morning at the members' meeting. Yesterday at the board meeting, 12 new members were elected. I will read their names alphabetically. I know several of them are here as guests this year. They'll be receiving their formal invitations. President John Wilson asked me if I would to please read their names, so here they go. John Berry, Brett Decker, Jamie Gold, Charlie Hoflick, Tom McArdle, Ingrid Marikowski, Winfield Myers, Linda Rader, Teresa Scheid, Adrian Snow, Balint Vasani, I should know that. Kirby Wilbur is the 12th. Congratulations to all of you. We hope you'll be joining us. There are 5 new members of the Board of Trustees who became such at the conclusion of the membership meeting this morning. They are Michelle Easton, Carlos Ball, P.J. Hill, Klaus Wren, and Jane Shaw Stroop. Now, in the incredible political system that has evolved so well over the last 35 years, more from human action than human design. Carlos Ball, who went on the board this morning at 9 o'clock, was elected first vice president yesterday at 12 o'clock. I didn't want to point that out, John, before... John Wilson was reelected president of the society for another year. John, congratulations. Carlos, congratulations to you as the first vice president. Lenore Ely is second vice president. Bill Campbell is our perennial secretary. And Dave Sturr has been reelected treasurer. Dan Hales is assistant secretary. So a round of applause for all of our new officers, please. And the last list of names, again, in that unique political style. They were nominated as trustees-elect this morning, presumably with their knowledge, because there were no additional nominations from the floor, and therefore they are presumptive trustees-elect who will assume their three-year terms at next year's annual meeting. At the end of next year's, yes, okay. I should also say, to mark your calendars, that next year's annual meeting will be at the Hotel Intercontinental in Chicago on the last weekend of April, which is April 28-30, the year 2000. Chicago, write it down. The five new trustees-elect, then, are George Carey, George Martin, Ed Meese, Beverly Danielson, and Ellen MacDonald. Congratulations to the five of them. I should also announce that there will be a regional meeting of the society in Los Angeles, California, on October 15-16 this year. Regional meeting, Los Angeles. So we hope to see you all there as well. It's now my very great pleasure to introduce our featured speaker at luncheon today. Today, it goes without saying to this group particularly, which, while concerned with the transcendent issues, is also very au courant with what's going on around the world. And at this point in our nation's history, it's clearer than it has been in a long time that the United States has a unique role to play as a world leader. The question, of course, is how exactly that leadership role should evolve and will evolve. How do we define that role? Our speaker today, Professor Walter McDougall, is eminently qualified to lead this discussion. Walter McDougall, a graduate of Amherst College, a Vietnam veteran, received his doctorate from the University of Chicago, where he studied under William McNeil. Professor McDougall is currently professor of history and director of the program in international relations at the University of Pennsylvania. He serves also as a senior fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute, FPRI, editor of its journal, one of the most important quarterly journals of strategic thinking, foreign affairs in the world today, Orbis. He is an active opponent on academic circles of national history standards. Professor McDougall has authored six books in diplomatic history, including The Heavens and the Earth, A Political History of the Space Age. That book, for those of you who read it, you will recall, even if you didn't read it, you may recall, that it won the Pulitzer Prize in 1986. He has been named one of the nation's best professors in journals as varied as Insight and Esquire. His most recent book is Promised Land, Crusader State, The American Encounter with the World Since 1776. His authorship of that volume, so you can identify it at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Crown, or wherever. And if you buy it from Amazon.com, you get it for 25%. Promised Land, Crusader State, The American Encounter with the World Since 1776, is the immediate reason why we asked him to speak today on the subject of the Crusader State in the 21st century. Please join me, as my colleagues in the Philadelphia Society, in welcoming Professor Walter McDougall.